Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Oh, say can see.
If you're an American and you're professing to be a Christian,
well, of course, as American citizens, what we want is accountable leadership.
Why don't we throw in a constitution so they know what's in that?
Get engaged in the political process.
Honest. You, my friend, are part of the problem and not the solution.
Compassionate.
The church needs to rise. Rise.
The Monica Matthews,
Show. Welcome back to the Monica Matthews Show. Happy 17th of July to you. Happy Monday to you. I am back from Florida, the great nation of Florida. Life, love, and liberty to you. Also, no, I was not at Turning Point USA's Grammy red carpet rollout of Politico's. I was not there. And I have to be honest with you, as I'm always honest with you, but my opinion of those events is so low that it's probably better that I don't share them. But I will say this about that, in being very candid with you. I was part of the Grammys, the entire music culture for years, and ended up Grammy nominated and became a voting member of the Grammys. So I have spent a lifetime in the music industry, beginning at a very young age, and I never, never cared for the industry. Once I realized what the game was and that the gatekeepers in the price of entrance, your entry fee. And thank God, by the grace of my Holy Father, I was never given over to a contract of my image and my likeness, which effectively turns into like a blood covenant with these folks. When you're a teenager, it's like, oh, I want to be signed to a major record deal. And they make it all sexy and this, and that. But there are so many consequences that come with that are not informed by Q or QAnon, folklore. It's true. A lot of the quote folklore that people mock you for believing is actually true within the music industry, entertainment, industrial complex, in its entirety. So I'm very grateful that I never went down a major deal, of signing on with that. But for years it was like, man, you have to like scrape and crawl and do this and do that in order to sleep your way through this and crazy stuff. Well, politics is the same way. There's nothing different between those industrial complexes, literally nothing. If nothing else, the worst part about it is that someone jokingly came into a space I was hosting and said, you know, every major political event like that is effectively like an orgy. And I mean, quite literally, not only, am I speaking hyperbolically, but in culturally speaking, but I'm talking about actual madness that occurs at these events that if your spouse is not with you, it's not good. Right. I mean, people are drunk. They're drunk on power. They're drunk on identity. They're drunk on fame. They're drunk on so many different things, clout chasers galore. That's really what it should be called. And I don't mean to be offensive to my friends who attended, because I think, you know, I have plenty of folks who I love and honor their work and their products who attended. But at its baseline, it's interesting. I think I've made my case. It's interesting in some very negative ways. Now, why should that matter to you? Okay. So there's kind of the insider view of what goes on at these events. Okay. But why does that matter to you? So here's what happens. These things are like multi-level marketing. If you've ever been involved in any form of multi-level marketing, you know that these things are like pep rallies, right? And they're always hosted in like sexy places, really nice hotels, and the red carpet. They have all these cool little sponsored events. And if you're in the cool crowd, then you get invited and you get behind the little red velvet rope and, you know, and you get to be the who's who and seen with who and taking pictures with whom and all this crap. It really amounts to nothing in the big scheme of what we're facing as in the trajectory, on the trajectory of our nation right now, right? And so, so why does all of this matter to you? Because you've got that brouhaha that occurs, but it matters to you because what happens is these people get pumped up, that they get like filled and they're all excited and they get their pictures taken. And what they do is they post, tweet all of their pictures, all these famous and important people, and they convince you that they matter, that their voice is something to listen to because they're going to single-handedly or collectively help save America from the awful, awful Democrats and horrible liberals and you know, and it's very partisan in nature because that's the whole point in attending these, quote, pep rallies, right? It's partisan hack central. And so if you reside, which I hope you do, above that fray, it's important to pay attention that if you will go and scour some of these accounts right now of all the pictures and who's who, and now right now everybody has each other on each other's shows, all the independents have all the other independents on their shows right now. And what that is supposed to signal to you is that they actually know what's going on, which is usually nothing further from the truth, and that they have earned your trust. Because they made it to this event and they got all excited and now they've come back to get you excited, right? But all of that be damned, because here's what's up. So we have major issues right now. If you have not subscribed, and we've had them for decades, but if you have not subscribed to Emerald Robinson's Substack, I highly encourage you to do so. It is extremely informative. You know, she doesn't hold anything back. Emerald is my sister in the Lord as well as in my industry, and I appreciate her greatly. But I want to read something, an excerpt that she posted in her Substack. And it's called, Is China Preparing to Attack the United States of America? Okay. If you caught me last week, I was in Florida with Red Voice Media, and I was on with Drew Berquist. Drew has been a personality across a myriad of platforms, whether it's Blaze, Newsmax, and now he has his own, and he's had his own gig for a while in Red Beach Media, and they produce, you know, things for Red Voice Media. And so they've come together, they've merged, they're doing good things together. And they've got great talent on the network, and they've got a lot to say, and they keep you informed with basically a no BS meter. They have fun. You know, on Drew's show particularly, they have a lot of fun. We had fun. I had no idea I was going to be on, so it was a nice surprise. And, you know, the rose between all these thorns. Just kidding, but not really. So it was fun. And they're not everyone's cup of tea. For some of my more Christian-centric audience, they will offend you because of language, jokes, you know, stuff, right? But at the meat of their integrity is your freedom. Bottom line, that is the heart of their messaging, is to inform you. And these are like freedom fighters, right? Like Drew has fought on behalf of this country for most of his life. And so these guys have skin in the game. They literally have blood in the game. They've got their own blood. They've been across oceans, you know, to defend the sovereignty of our nation and hopefully others. So they've been in this for a while, right? And so when it comes to messaging and bringing you information, they come to you with that heart. Regardless of the delivery style, which really does offend some of you, you would rather listen to someone, I get it, who, you know, is pretty and clutches their pearls and says all the right things and crosses all the T's and dots all the I's. And there's a place for that. That's fine. But there's also a place for the abject ass kicker who is like busting through your door because the house is on fire and he's there to save you and he's throwing you over his shoulder. And he's probably going to say a couple of expletives on the way out. He might, maybe not. I don't know. But if he did, would you say, no, put me down. Send me somebody in here who doesn't cuss. Send me someone in here who doesn't offend my sensitive ears, right? So we're on the landscape of war right now that we are at critical mass, in my humble opinion, when it comes to the American psyche, So you do need people you can trust. And these guys had me on, and I said, absolutely. And so we're kicking around the idea of possibly, you know, working together on a few things. And I think that could be good for both of us. And more importantly, for my audience and for their audiences, respectively. And so there was a segment that we covered on Friday with regard to a piece that came out in Newsmax about a breach that's been found with regard to Microsoft and the DOD, you know, has uncovered kind of this hacking, if you will, and I use that loosely, on behalf of the Chinese government into, they will tell you, non-critical infrastructural, you know, systems. And I don't know for sure that they're not entirely being honest about that, but we know for sure that there have been compromises, right, if you will, that have been revealed with regard to our, well, let's just say some of our U.S. companies, et cetera, et cetera, and some of the, and contractors alike, right? And we already know that they penetrated, you know, to the point of 25 million clearances. I mean, there were 25 million pieces of information with regard to people who held clearances that were compromised. And so all of these people, you have a lot of operatives and assets and over the years, and that information was compromised moons ago and nothing ever came of it. No one ever did. No one, to my knowledge, was ever held to account because of that. And so you have a lot of people who are just kind of, you know, arse out whenever it comes to their names and locations. And you talk about doxing, you know, if you're an asset, you definitely don't want to be doxed by your adversary. Huge implications there, right? So along with that, it kind of works in tandem with that breach, okay? So people tend to think that hacking happens like, oh, they've infiltrated through software, right? And I'm a layperson, so this is not even my lane, like, whatsoever. But my ability to finally understand what's up and who the gate and who really owns the soup, that, you know, the ladle, the bowl, the heat, and the pot has, you know, is I'm a little bit clearer on those things these days. And it's important to understand that because as a narrative shaper, it's important for you to understand what's up and why I personally do not think you have to worry about some smart bomb going off in a U.S. city or us being completely nuked off the planet by the Russians or the Chinese or Iran, for that matter, who all work in concert, by the way. I don't think you have to worry about that. And here's why. Because here's something straight from Emerald Substack, okay? Is China preparing to attack the United States of America? Defense expert Brandon Weichart warned recently that a new report by the NSA and the Five Eyes Intel Network has admitted China is ready and able to shut down America's critical infrastructure networks at any time. This operation is called, quote, Operation Volt Typhoon. China has inserted, quote, electronic time bombs throughout our computer networks using a weakness in Windows. Go back and think about my segment that I did on Drew's show last Friday, okay? And if you missed it, just head over to Red Voice Media on Twitter or any other platform, and you will be able to scroll through the archives and you will find it, or you'll find it on my feed at Monica On Air Talk. But China has inserted electronic time bombs throughout our computer networks using a weakness in Windows on a scale never seen before. Mr. Weichart believes that China is ready to launch a, quote, cyber Pearl Harbor on America in order to disable the West's capabilities, possibly to stop us from contesting an invasion of Taiwan. Now, I don't believe we're going to contest an invasion of Taiwan, to be honest with you. And this could very well just be another thing to get you all fluffed up and distracted and crazy and off center, right? Off sides. And so that could be, right? Like 10 things can be true about this. But one thing for sure that is true is that he who has designed, created, manufactured, and deployed the hardware wins on this world's landscape. Now, I'm making a distinction because I'm going to roll over into the kingdom landscape here in just a moment. But it is unwise for you not to understand what's happening in the practical, right, in the world system, because it does affect you. Now, if you are deploying kingdom principles in your life and you are hidden in the secret place of our Father, then you have peace and joy. You operate on a whole other, in a whole other economy. Okay. So your economy can be different if that's where you reside. That's where you abide. Remember, Christ said to abide in me and I will abide in you. And outside of me, you can do nothing and you certainly won't have any peace. So when I share things with you of this nature, it's for you to understand the terrain. It's for you to understand what's actually happening and how it can affect your life. And so as you're sitting in your Jesus recliners waiting for his return, which is imminent, but that could be 100 years from now, it could be 1,000 years from now. I don't know, but I believe it's going to happen. But in the meantime, we've been called as his body to occupy. That's right there in your word. And y'all know I'm not an address girl, so go look it up for yourself. But we are called to occupy this territory, which is the number one reason why Christians are being silenced in this country right now. Because we are dealing with kingdom against kingdom. We're not dealing with Democrat against Republican, with Joe Biden and Obama and Michelle, Michael, whatever, and Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis, the straw candidate. We're not dealing with that. Is just what you see on the outside. Those are the chess pieces that are being played by powers and principalities and wickedness and darkness in high places. And all of us can be chess pieces too. And we can become pawns for the enemy's kingdom, quite honestly. That if, when we're not rested and abiding in our Father, then we are outside of the protective custody, if you will, of our Father's kingdom. But when we are rested in him and we are grafted in and we are abiding by faith and by walking after righteousness and holiness, then our reality, while we may in fact be affected by an administrative captivity or a technological captivity situation, which is something they could absolutely deploy on us, which is what I just read to you, that can be true. But so true was it that Elijah was fed by ravens when he was on the run from Jezebel. Right? So true is it that says, don't worry for anything. Don't worry about what you're going to eat and what you're going to put on your body because your Father knows what you have need of before you ever ask for it. But, you know, for sure, ask in Yeshua's name and it will be provided to you. Right? And sometimes that comes in the way of ingenuity. It comes in the way of connections. It always rests in the belly of peace. And so when you're nuts and you're crazy and you're all consumed with the Grammys of TPE USA and who said what and she wore this and her cleavage was that and she's hot and she's cute and we're going to, and you go Trump 24 and MAGA this and blah, blah. And you're all just like, yeah, you know, you're just Trumpville. And in the meantime, you have really serious things occurring around you right now that you need to prepare for and do it in the spirit of peace. That have nothing to do with the theater of politics, quite honestly, nothing. All of those things are, in fact, spiritual and practical distractions. I've said a lot. Again, you can subscribe to Emerald's newsletters and her Substack, and you will have access to these things. Some of her content is free. Other pieces are not. They are behind paywalls, but we all have bills to pay, and I don't hate on her for that. I love her dearly, and I think she presents very good work, and she always has. And I know she operates with integrity, so she's someone I trust. So I would encourage you to go find that content. Click on the links that she has provided and educate yourself on what it is you're dealing with, because it's just like with this find of this quote hack. Okay. And I'm asking you something. If you've created the hardware that ultimately determines the outcome of whatever software is paired with it and has the ultimate ability to undermine and to compromise and to deploy, right, in accordance with how you've created that hardware to operate in any given system that it may be in, you know, that's who holds the keys. So I have long held to the suspicion that we are administratively occupied since 2020. Like there was no way President Trump was going to be allowed to, quote, win that election. That was not going to happen. So, and for a number of reasons, because of horrible, compromised humans who are actually traitors to this country, who have made industrial complex choices, whether that's in industry and big tech, or it's the military industrial complex, it's the health industrial complex. And quite honestly, now it's rolled over into the religious industrial complex. So all of these pillars of this country have in fact been infected, infested, and compromised. And people within those, within that infrastructure and within those pillars of the United States of America have been compromised. And they are in key positions that have made acquisition decisions with regard to the DOD and others who have actively partnered with our adversaries because for whatever reason, I don't know, maybe there is a seat at the table for them. It could be avarice. It could be gluttony. It could be any number of it's usually avarice for people or having a seat at the table, safety, right? Sometimes you're blackmailed into it. You're extorted. Right. It's not just your politicians who contend with that, by the way. I mean, you have heads of companies. You've got people who are within the DOD, within the MIC, within the judiciary, all of that, who are ultimately compromised because, in fact, our adversaries have had their, speaking of Five Eyes, have had their eyes on us forever with the ultimate goal of not having America sit at the top of the food chain. I mean, that's just like, that's nationalism across the board 101 as it pertains to, you know, regimes and leadership and countries jockeying for prosperity, jockeying for power, right? Jockeying for position first, which honestly has very little to do with kingdom principles. Very little to do. But it will still affect you. So that's why it's important for you to understand what's happening, for you to have knowledge of what is occurring so that you can, in fact, prepare, you know, you can prepare your hearts and your minds and you can inquire of the Lord and seek what it is you are to align with for the continuation of your lineage, right? The safety of your family, your ability to prosper during famine, which in fact is possible. The wealthy do it all the time. You don't see them hurting. If you guys haven't watched Cinderella Man, I'm going to encourage you. I may watch that tonight, actually. It's one of my favorite movies ever for a number of reasons. But this might be a good time for you all to watch that. I mean, the rich do get richer. And here's why. Here's, I think, some of what's going on in this whole equation of what I'm talking about right now with China's ability to infiltrate on a cyber level, but people telling you that it's real-time hacking. I'm suggesting to you, this is just my theory, that it's not real-time it is real-time hacking, but the only reason the real-time hacking works is because at the foundation of the ability to hack with any type of software entry point is a fracture, is a weakness within the hardware that was intentionally crafted for this exact purpose, for this exact time in our history with a very wicked agenda. And again, that's just my theory. But if you know anything about hardware and you understand who has been infiltrating our systems, whether it's our national security or it's banking, it's election grids, it's anything at all. This is why I've been imploring you to pray for Taiwan and to pray for cooler heads to prevail, that all of the pieces, all of the ships, and you sank my battleship, are in place right now, right, for this. And when Taiwan goes, we are now at the mercy of the Chinese for real. And because they've already penetrated our infrastructure here. So whether or not they take Taiwan is one thing, but my thing is it will affect us in a future industrial ice age proposition moving forward if Taiwan is in fact taken. So now they hold the pot, the heat, the water, the vegetables, the soup, ladle, and the soup bowls. Like they own all of it. And we're the ones standing in line going, you know, mother, may I please have another? And that is not a position you want to be in whenever it comes to communists. So one reason why they want to take out conservative Christian voices is because in Christian voices, and let me say, we're not all created equal. Okay. But one of the reasons why they want to take legit Christian voices out who actually adhere to scripture is because we understand the principles and the precepts of Scripture that align us with the ability to occupy with authority in the earth. And so if your authority can be diminished, then your ability to occupy with any level of authority and sustainability is diminished as well. And you too become captive to what's going on in the world system. And what do I mean by that? I just said our currencies in the kingdom are righteousness, peace, and joy. They're compassion, mercy, grace. They are setting captives free. They are speaking the truth of the gospel and entreating it peaceably, right? And never wavering in our faith and in our Father's power and in the power of the name of Yeshua. We're not mixing. We're not commingling. We are not a stew of doctrine. We're not tossed to and fro. We're not filled with avarice. We're not gluttonous. We're not greedy. We're not miserly. We are not prudish whenever it comes to, we're prudent, but we're not shrewd rather. And we're also not prudish, which is really why you are able to have this straw candidate stepped up, you know, propped up right now in the way of DeSantis. And I don't say that because I dislike him. I say that from a foundational principle of what he represents as a candidate, not his person. Although his personal constitution is what makes him the perfect straw candidate for the people who have set him up, a la Bush dynasty. No, thank you. We've already created enough hell on earth thanks to the Bush dynasty, in my humble opinion. So when you see what he represents, right, to his quote handlers, I'll say, you understand why he's there. And then you understand why President Trump, and you also understand why he now represents the establishment of the Republican Party by and large. And he does. And so you've got Jenna Ellis and others who are the ultimate pearl clutchers, always have been. They're like the Beth Moore of politics, for God's sakes. And so don't get me started. I can't do it today. I'm tired. But y'all know how I feel about the Beth Moores of our faith, right? And so they're the pearl clutchers who are like, oh, I can't believe he said the P word 20 years ago. And God would never choose somebody like that. Again, I'm going to ask you, if your house is on fire, are you going to stop and check the potty mouth meter of the man who's coming in to throw you over his shoulder and get you out of the house? Probably not. Probably not. But the religious ones, the religious spirited ones will tell you that that's the Christ-like thing to do. Right? And they've gotten us to where we are now. And they represent that base who will never vote for President Trump. They wouldn't even hold their nose again to vote for him, hands down. I'm convinced of it. They would actually vote Democrat before they would vote for President Trump again. And primarily because they know that he knows he is like the crypt keeper at this point. Like he knows where all the bodies are, not all of them, but a lot of them. And he's coming for you. He's already declared war. So he's coming for those people who actively worked, not against him, let's get real, against you. This isn't even about President Trump. This is about America. And what is America? It's not our military. It's you. You are America. They're coming for you. I mean, the only reason you take out a military of any nation is to get to the people. And what we've learned as a military-industrial complex is that you don't even have to fire a shot. You just frazzle-dazzle their heads to the point where they don't know what's up. They don't know what's down. They don't know who's true. They don't know what's a lie. And you stoke them based on their differences. And you create enough division that people will absolutely go to war with their neighbors over some dumb stuff that doesn't even exist. It's not even true. And all you got to do is stir the pot with propaganda and narratives and all that mess. And that's what we've done quite effectively, to be quite honest with you, for decades across the globe. And now it's been deployed on us. I'm convinced of it because I watch all of you. I observe you and I see what's happening. I observe myself. You know, it's not like I'm completely impervious to what's happening, but I catch myself, thankfully, and I run for the hills into the scripture and I'm like, okay, Father, what's up? What's going on? I need wisdom. I actively seek wisdom. I actively sharpen my discernment and I ask him for wisdom. And that is part of our economy. That is who we are. We operate in accordance to heavenly wisdom, not earthly carnal wisdom. because that is always going to leave you to strife and contention and all this mess that I've been rolled up in for the past couple of weeks with a ton of haters and craziness and just madness that's been deployed, you know, and at some point you have to recognize them for who and what they are and turn them over to, you know, your Heavenly Father, which is exactly what I've done. But you have the same access. You have the same precepts and principles by which to live. That's not just the Monica Gospels, right? So I want to implore you to do that. And why does all this matter? Because that's why I've pled with you guys. Please get your financial affairs in order because we are taking a turn. Now, do I think that BRICS is actually going to ultimately be successful? I'm not an economist in that way. I'm more of a intellectual economist from the standpoint of really studying, not necessarily fully grasping and understanding what it is that informs markets. It, again, is you, right? You inform markets, but communism wants the ability to inform you so that you don't even have a market. You don't have a free market. You grow what you're told to grow, when you're told to grow it, at what rate, at what volume, and to what end, and at what price, right? Well, does that sound like freedom to you? No, it doesn't. Is that free market? No. Is that you setting prices, which is really what a free economy is? No, it's not. So, but really, the only reason why that's allowed to infiltrate any society at all ever is because the people have been so fractured mentally, spiritually, and emotionally that they will consume anything. That's ultimately how we ended up with Obama. I want you to think back to that. People were desperate, man. Their housing situation was awful. The markets were, I mean, all of that avarice, man. You'll never convince me that was not part of how we got him and why you decided that he was the best thing for America at that point in time. And if you watch to see just how fast we have completely fractured and fissured into our demise. It began before him, honestly, but he was a massive, he was a force multiplier. Let's just put it that way. And so I think that's how we've gotten to where we are now, undoubtedly. But this has been like 50 years in the making, 100 years in the making. I mean, our enemies never sleep. They don't. They're like the devil. He never sleeps. But good news is neither does our Father. So, and when we, again, I'm going to go back to the kingdom economy, which as believers, we have access to, right? And why is this important? Again, if a nation is composed of souls, then the feeding and the hydration of those souls is what matters the most spiritually, because it's from that standpoint that those souls will go forward to in liberty, in maintaining their liberation that was paid for by the blood of others. Okay, and we know in our faith it was paid for by our Savior, but as far as the nation goes, nationally speaking, our nation was paid for and set free by those who were willing to lay down their lives for their friends. And that's you. And so for us to roll over now, particularly as Christians, and just kick back in our recliners and wait for, you know, the Jesus bus to show up in the way of a rapture is ridiculous. And I don't think we're going to be honored for that, to be honest with you. I just don't. It's better that you in all of your glory charge the gates of hell with the kingdom in your mouth and in your hand, and proclaiming and professing, and you may go down, you know, in flames with it. You may be persecuted. You may be killed for it. You may be jailed for it. I mean, you may be brought to financial ruin for it, you know, but that's, hello, we were told that's, it is what it is. It's just in this country, we have not suffered that. Our other brothers and sisters around the globe, they're like, y'all don't even want to know. like being eaten alive by a lion on the way to our dirt, our thatched hut, our thatched roof hut, and our dirt floor to worship a Lord that we can't see, but we totally believe in. Being eaten by a lion is the least of our concerns. We've got crazy Muslims running around our country, decapitating our little girls, cutting out their vaginas and their nipples. And I mean, it's stuff, y'all. It's real. It, in the name of their God, which, by the way, is not Elohim. I'm going to keep driving that point home. And the more you guys come for me about Chrislam being a thing, the more I'm going to stand on this mountaintop to proclaim that that is absolute heresy. That is not true. Our Father has a son, period. And that son came to set the captives free and to redeem all of creation, including our Muslim brothers and sisters. But that is not the tenet of Islam. And there's not a cleric who is legitimate on this planet who will disagree with what I just said. Now, Christians will beat the crap out of you all day about what I just said because they're ignorant and they have no idea what the word actually says, and much less what the Quran says. So, you know, it's the whole love is love. No, it's not. Love has standards, remember? Love has standards. So I want to encourage you again. This is what, please go sign up for Emerald's deal. And I don't get paid to say that. I like her. I think she does really good work. And she brings you solid, digestible information. It's not laden with a bunch of fluff. It's solid. Right. And so, I encourage you to go sign up for that. Also, MonicaProtectsWithGold.com. You know, you guys can make fun. I'm somehow shilling gold. No, I'm not actually. I have a legitimate, you know, relationship, a financial relationship with a legitimate company who has legitimately been positioning people to hedge for whatever's coming next, whether BRIC survives or BRICS epically fails or our digital currency as a nation is like at the top of the food chain. You know, you're going to need to be able to transfer. You're going to need to be able to be liquid. Okay. And if that dollar goes to when this whole rollover occurs into digital currency and you do not have access to your funds because all of your money has been going to feed and fund Zelensky's efforts and Lindsey Graham's efforts over in the laundering enterprise called Ukraine, the Ukraine war, whatever. It's really the war on the American people. But once all of your retirement dollars are sent and spent over there, and in your teachers' funds and all of your, retirement funds have been depleted, I don't know what y'all are going to do. So when I say go hedge, that's what I mean. I'm not in any way, shape, or form suggesting you're going to become some gold or metals, you know, gabillionaire. That's not what we're doing here. It's talking about hedging within something that has intrinsic value. And again, what we need to be hedging with is our faith more than anything. And coupled with your faith is practical application. It's movement. It is not just sitting there watching the world devour what it is you've worked for. To devour your blessings and to sit back and wait on people who have every reason in the world to allow your account to dwindle to nothing because that's how they get paid. You start moving your assets and your portfolio managers start losing. Do you honestly think they're going to advise you against their own interests? Come on, we are smarter than this. And I'm not, this is not financial advice. This is my opinion. This is just like finances 101. This is humanity 101. It's avarice 101. It's survival 101, right? And so, no, you guys keep telling me, well, I have several friends who are like, well, you know, we inquired with our portfolio manager and he said, blah, 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 blah. We should just stay right where we are and just hold it out because right now it's just still only a paper loss. And I'm thinking, oh yeah, I heard those words too about 20 years ago when my portfolio manager was like, Monica, it's just a paper loss. And true enough, at that time, during that bubble, it was in fact a paper loss. But this is like an unprecedented time in our history when our entire currency is preparing for an overhaul. And so you want to make sure that you have enough ability to liquefy those assets if need be to move into the next iteration of commerce and the ability to exchange was something called money. And if you don't have a pot to pee in or a window to throw it out, good luck with that. And that is not called being a good steward. So again, MonicaProtectsWithGold.com. You can inquire today. They'll send you everything you need to know. Someone will call you. You'll know whether or not you qualify. I do know if you're looking for spot purchases with Goldco, then it has to be premium. Well, I don't know if it has to be premium, but it's a premium exchange, okay? And well, it has to be premium. Hold on. Again, see, this is why I'm not part of their sales force, but I do promote them because I believe in the company, and I believe in you being able to protect your hard-earned assets. But they had to be premium in order to meet the IRS standard for you not getting massively dinged for moving out of your 401ks. And your savings are totally up to you. You do what you want to do with your savings. And there have been some people who have taken, you know, 20 grand, 50 grand, 100 grand out of savings and rolled it into precious metals in order to hedge, right? So that it's not sitting in Bank of America if and when Bank of America goes, you know, oh, sorry, you don't have access to your deposits, because we don't either. And you don't think that can happen, but we thought a lot of things couldn't happen, right? And I'm sure the Venezuelans thought it couldn't happen to them either, but it did. So again, please be wise in this day and age. So, you know, I love you guys. I thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. I had a fantastic time with the gentleman over at RVM. There are a lot of cool things, you know, in the works right now in my professional life that I look forward to. You know, I'm praising the Lord for opportunities and for opportunities to continue to serve you in this capacity and to bring along other talent who works with integrity as well and at a level of excellence. You know why? Because you guys deserve it. You do. You deserve something besides the WWF. If you want to tune into worldwide wrestling and all that stuff on Saturday night, I grew up with that stuff, you know, Abdullah the Butcher or whatever his name was, all that, I get it. Okay. That's wrestling. But this is your life. This is your quality of life. And right now in my Bible study, we're studying John, the book of John, the Gospel of John. And really the overarching premise of this book is the quality of your Christian life and what it can be, what it's called to be, really. And that quality of life comes through quality of fellowship. Amen. And so the quality of our nation and our existence here and our reality as a nation all hinges upon our quality of relating to one another. And right now, the powers that be in Ephesians 6:12 that work themselves out through industrial complexes of all kinds, they have a vested interest in as much division and dissension and craziness, literally, sickness, death, disease, all of this nuts, right? None of that comes from our Father's kingdom. That is not our Father's business. We are our Father's business, and we're called to be about our Father's business. So anything you're consuming, I want to leave you with this. Anything that you're going to consume in the way of information, please always, you know, begin your day, consider beginning your day in prayer and simply asking, as the scripture tells you to, for wisdom, because he will apply her to you liberally without finding fault, is what the scripture says. And that's important, because you can have a whole lot of knowledge, you can have some understanding, but if you don't have wisdom, you're kind of out. You got to have wisdom in order to know how to navigate. And I want to encourage you. When you see all of the arguments going on online and you're tempted to get into spaces or, you know, argue over Meta versus, you know, Freda versus who knows, all this, you know, Elon, and that's a whole other madness right there is what's going on Twitter, in the Twitterverse. Please hear me when I say this with all due respect. You're better than that. You were created for more than that. And so thank you for consuming from, you know, from the fresh water that I serve and from, you know, the freshly baked bread that the Lord gives me to share with you. Thank you so much for that. It's not lost on me. It means a lot to me. And it's humbling. And I'm glad to be here with you, because ultimately we are in this together. Keep your head about yourself. You know, love as many people throughout any given day as you can. And love them earnestly and with truth and with honesty. And don't be afraid to speak the truth in love, because you may be the only opportunity that someone has to actually hear it and to perceive it and to experience it. And sometimes that's simply with your actions. Sometimes it's simply with your actions. And people notice, especially when people are parched and they're angry and they're hurt and they're afraid. We are a powder keg at the moment as a nation, but we are also extremely ripe for a beautiful harvest. And some of you have been created for such a time as this to get out there in those fields and really work the fields to bring in the harvest of a new generation of believers. And so whatever you've been called to, in whatever capacity, whether that's raising your babies at home and being responsible for those little hearts and minds, do it with a level of excellence and with fearlessness, because that's what we're called to. Or you're running a Fortune 500 company, you're a CEO, you're a CFO, whatever. Maybe you're part of the military-industrial complex. Maybe you are part of the DOD. Maybe you are a federal agent. I don't know. I know a lot of different people listen to my show. You know, do it with justice and excellence in mind. You know, the country's counting on you. The kingdom, more importantly, is counting on you. So I've been very pleased that some of my prayers in here in Georgia have been answered, and I'm seeing people actually switch parties. And again, this isn't a partisan thing as much as I can tell that people's hearts are like, wait a minute, this stuff is crazy. I knew I started out as a Democrat, but I can't even get with those principles anymore. This is madness. And they've switched parties. Well, what that tells me is that something in their heart and their mind has changed. And we need to celebrate those people and also pray them out of only partisanship and being intercessors for their ability to hear from our author of liberty, amen, as they're going about shaping laws that are going to ultimately affect your life. They just will. So have a blessed night. You guys know I love you. Until the next time, which will be Wednesday. We will have a show Wednesday evening, unless there's something that just, you know, blows me out of the water tomorrow that we're going to cover. But stay tuned for Wednesday evening, and we will talk then. Okay. Be good to your neighbor, beginning in your own mirror. And remember, if you're an American and a Christian, act like one.